This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
Winter is going to be a long season this year, but we got to keep thinking positive. It's going to come to an end sooner or later. And if you need some help to prepare your garden for this coming year, to avoid problems that you had last year and the year before, give us a call. The line is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. It's as simple as that. 885-660-4261. Call us, and we'll try and work with you. Earlier we had a caller that wanted to grow some seedlings inside, and she wanted to grow celery. Now, the one thing that you've got to do, if you want to start your own seedlings in your home, that way you can get the varieties that you want, not what the nursery is going to give you, but the varieties, something that's unique or different, you got to buy the seed and plant them yourself. And when you're going to be starting seeds indoors, buy a seed starter mix. Potting soil is good for transplanting, for growing all of your tropical plants and your flowering plants, but for starting seedlings, it's not sterile. Starter soil is sterile. And that way there's no chance of getting diseases that will kill the plants before they get a chance to get established. So when you're buying seeds for indoors, get a bag of the Espoma seed starter soil. And it's got all the beneficial microbes in it to help the seeds to germinate quicker and to get established quicker also. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen in Massachusetts.
Karen from Massachusetts, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I'm calling to ask about Roundup. So I'm going away from that. I'm not going to use that this year. But I noticed another product. I think it's Bone Egg Cleanup. Is that a better product to use? Is that the same thing? I'm just wondering what other alternative it might be.
If you want to get something that's going to be organic and safe, then you need to go to a company called BioSafe.
Okay.
Okay. BioSafe is a company that's maybe 10 or 12 years old, and everything that they have is organic or natural.
Okay.
Cleanup is very similar to Roundup. And if you want to get away from using something that's man-made and could be toxic, then Roundup and Cleanup are basically the same. If you want to go natural, then you want to go to the BioSafe company. Now, what I want you to do, go to my website. It's paulparent.com. It's P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Click on sponsors, and then the screen will open up, and you'll see BioSafe. If you click on BioSafe, you'll go directly to their website, and you'll see they have a disease control, totally natural. They have some insect controls, totally natural, and weed killers that are totally natural also. Now, I will not promote a product if it doesn't work. And I've had the opportunity to have all kinds of new sponsors on the program, but I don't want to suggest something that's not going to work. That's not my job. My job is to help you out, and I'm not doing it for the money, believe me. So I test everything. So if I find a new sponsor, they give me the product to use, and I may not recommend their product for a whole year because I want to see how the product works. But BioSafe has a weed and grass killer that's totally organic. I've used it on my driveway. You do it when the temperature is about 80 degrees and sunny, and by the end of the day, the weeds are all black and they're gone. But check out their website, biosafe.com. It's on my, there's a link on my website that goes directly to their internet site, and you can learn all about their various products. But again, they're all natural, they're all organic, and you don't have to worry with the problems that you're getting right now with Roundup. Monsanto is out for the dollar. And,
right.
And I'll tell you, we had a woman on the program in late September, early October. She wrote a book about Roundup. And some of the things that she talked about on the show, we had her on for 2 hours. And she travels around the world. She's spoken to the British Parliament. She's talked to the government in their Senate, and from Ireland and Scotland and Wales. She's okay. Been to France. And
is that the whitewash?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I have that one on my list. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it's a very interesting book, and I'll tell you, when I found out about the book, I called and I asked them to send me a review copy. And the first night I read for about 4 hours, finally put the book aside, and I couldn't sleep the rest of the night from reading some of the things that Roundup is doing. And with Monsanto doing this GMO program, there's no proof. There's no proof about what they're saying. And GMO corn, you just don't know what's going to happen to you. And when it does happen, it's too late. And
right.
we have to get away from these GMOs that Monsanto is doing, because they have no idea either.
Right, right. The other thing I saw, I believe they bought a company called B-Logix, and so now Monsanto owns them. And who knows what they're doing with the bee research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some... The worst company that we have for chemicals in this country is Monsanto. They are the devil. They really are the devil. And... Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Everybody's screaming and yelling, and the government just looks at us like we have no head. They're just
right.
doing nothing. And they know
well,
that there's
getting,
a problem.
Yeah, they're getting money. They're getting paid. So.
Yeah. The only state that's done a lot of fighting against Monsanto is California. And California has taken all of the tests from Europe, because that's where they're fighting Monsanto big time, is in Europe. And they've been banned in many countries in Europe. In the state of California, when you go to buy Roundup, on the label, on the front of the label, it's printed this product can cause cancer if not used properly. Well, there's a reason it's on there. Monsanto is not happy, but it's been proven to cause health issues, and I don't recommend it for anybody. I used to use it. I don't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my goal this year, is not getting away from that. So, all right,
right.
So BioSafe.
Look at BioSafe. Read about their products. They're a good company. They're all organic. They're all natural. And it's one company that I highly recommend that you do some changing in your chemical and natural products. If you can switch over, switch over.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Karen. We appreciate the phone call. And, you know, you can do it organically. It's a little bit more work. You may have to apply it more often, but it will keep your property safer.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Nathan, who's up next?
There's no one else right now.
Okay, we have some open lines, so if you need some help, call right now. During the commercials, pick up that phone and dial 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blends. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone line. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan in New Hampshire.
Jan from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today? And
enjoy your program very
Thank
much.
You, Jan.
Paul, I have an amaryllis that just finished blossoming, and okay. I'd like to know what I would do with it from now until it's hopefully going to blossom next winter.
Yep.
What would I do now?
Okay. What you want to do, when all of the blossoms are done, take a sharp knife or some scissors and cut off the main stem that held the blossoms.
Okay.
Okay? So you want to cut that off. And then if it's in a real small pot, then it would probably be a good idea to repot it in a container a couple of inches larger than it's in.
All right.
And you're going to treat it just like a house plant.
Huh.
So you want to feed it on a monthly basis. You can get a good fertilizer that Espoma makes called Grow. Mm-hmm. It has beneficial microbes in it that will really help to rebuild that bulb. See, the flower and all the leaves were inside the bulb when you planted it.
Mm-hmm.
As the bulb gets ready, it sends out the leaves, then it sends out the flower, and now the center of that bulb, there's a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where everything was. So by feeding it, it will fill in that hole and create just like a picnic basket of food in there to make it grow bigger and stronger.
Okay.
And so when spring gets here and it's safe to plant your tomatoes and flowers, you've got two things that you can do. Number one, you can take that pot with your amaryllis foliage, put it on your porch or deck or patio, and give it plenty of light. And you would keep it actively growing until the kids go back to school.
Okay.
And when the kids go back to school in September, you take the plant, you put it in your basement, and you let it dry out. And all the energy in the foliage will drain down to the bulb. Your leaves will turn yellow, then they'll turn brown. And you take a sharp knife, and you cut off all of the brown foliage, and it will just stay dormant until you decide that you want it to grow. So when you bring it in your basement, Jan, no water, nothing.
Oh.
You just let it go bone dry. It will go dormant. And then when you bring it back up next year, before Christmas, after Christmas, you add water with a liquid food like the grow, and it will come right back to life. Or if you really want it to get bigger, if you have a flower garden or a vegetable garden that you're watering on a regular basis, you're feeding it on a regular basis, knock it out of the pot and plant it in your garden. And that bulb will probably increase a good inch in diameter being out in the full sun during May, June, July, August, September. And the bulb that's in the garden, when the kids go back to school in September, you dig it up, you shake off all the soil, and you put it in your basement, and you just let it go dormant, or you could just repot it into a big pot and stick that in your basement. Either way, if you really want to get big, and the bigger the bulb, the more of a chance that you have of having multiple stems. So if it's a small bulb, you'll get a single stem with three blooms. As the bulb gets larger, you're going to have two stems, and then eventually three stems from that same plant. Now, the other thing that can happen, if you leave it in a big pot, over a three-year period, the main bulb will divide, and it will start multiple plants around the mother.
Wow.
So instead of having one bulb, you're going to end up with four or five bulbs in that container, and each will have multiple stems. So it's really up to you, but do that, and it will work great for you. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. If you need some help, the phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Jesse and Brewster over Cape Codway.
Jesse from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I have a friend who lives at a condo association, and out their back slider, they have a beautiful, probably 15 foot tall by 10 feet wide, red Japanese maple. And
okay.
Their condo association is telling them they have to tear it out because some of the roots are intruding into the building. And I don't know, can I take some clippings from that or some... Can I propagate some new plants from that, from the roots or from the stems? Or
You can propagate for the roots, but that tree is not interfering with getting into the condo. I don't know who these non-educated people that made that decision, but a Japanese maple is not a plant that has an aggressive root system like a weeping willow or any of the willow families. So I would tell you to call your friends and tell them that they're not going to cut down that tree. A Japanese maple is not a type of a plant that will break into the building.
Okay. It's a shame what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, there is no need for that, but, you know, the board of these condo associations are volunteers who live there, and some of them, you know, they mean well, but they got to get their facts straight. And a Japanese maple is not going to interfere with the foundation or get into the house, believe me. And you can tell your friend, they can give me a call, and I'll write a note to them and let them know, but there is no need for the condo association to mandatory cut down the tree because somebody that lives there doesn't like it. That's too bad.
Exactly it.
Yeah. So you tell them to give me a call, and I'll send them a note and let them know, but this is not right. It's their property, and that tree is not going to cause any damage to either a septic system or the building, a big oak or a maple, possibly. But to go through cement, it ain't going to happen. Thank you for the phone call. But you call them and you tell them to give me a call. If they go to my website, paulparent.com, they can call my cell phone, and I will work with them, because there's no need for people that think that they know more than everybody else. It's not going to hurt the building. Guaranteed.
Well, wonderful, Paul. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nathan. Bye-bye.
Okay.
If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
We got Tom in Bass River.
Tom from Bass River, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I'm coming down this morning to get some seaweed. I use it every year in my garden. And I know you have said sometimes keep in the plastic bag to let it break down. I've done it both ways, but I'm just afraid I don't want all the goodness to leak out of it. You know, so is it better to keep it in the bag or just throw it on the garden now?
Is your ground open? Is there snow on the ground?
Excuse me?
Is there still snow on the ground, or is it all gone?
No snow.
Okay. Then when I was in high school, my dad wanted to improve the quality of the soil. And when the winter storms started coming up, we would go down to the beach after a good nor'easter. We would pick up the seaweed, and we would cover the garden, depending on how much time and how much seaweed was there, with a minimum of 3 inches. And many years we would put 6 inches of seaweed or more. And we just left it there. The sun would take the moisture out of the seaweed. It would turn brittle. And in the spring, we would just walk through the garden, and you could hear it crunch. So we took a grading rake. It's like a flat end to it. And we would just tamp the ground with it. It would crumble, and then my dad would till it into the ground. And I'll tell you, over a 3-year period, my dad was watering the garden daily. After 3 years, he cut his watering to once a week. We started with 3, maybe 4 inches of topsoil, and in a 10-year period, we had over a foot of the most beautiful black-looking soil that you've ever seen. And it's better than putting peat moss. Peat moss, you're getting the qualities of retaining moisture, helping the microbes to grow. Well, when you put seaweed down, you're getting water retention. You're getting food for the microbes to grow. But you're getting all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and everything that the seaweed is getting from the ocean is being applied to your soil. So you're improving it. It helps to retain moisture, and you'll grow a garden like you cannot believe. I had a listener that called me many years ago now. Her daughter was at University of Georgia, and she, as a way to get her doctorates, had to have a project. She worked part-time in a peach orchard. And the people that owned the orchard gave her permission to take a block of 25 trees. They put 6 inches of seaweed all the way around the tree, 6 foot out, 6 inches deep. And the following year, the peaches on that tree had fewer marks, they were larger, they were juicier, and they kept longer. And she got her doctorates from using seaweed and testing it on fruit trees. So if you can get seaweed, go down to the beach, bag it, bring it home, and just dump it right on top of the garden.
Yeah, I've been using it for about 5 years. I do have great soil. I was just wondering whether it would be better to leave it in the bag. Raw.
No, you wouldn't. I've mentioned using a bag, and that's if you go during the winter, you can't get to the garden because the snow is deep. Just pick it up on the beach, put it in the plastic bag, tie it up, and just stick it somewheres. And then as the snow melts, then you can dump it on top of the garden. But in your case,
yeah.
Sure.
Couple more questions?
Yep.
I've often thought I put my coffee grinds in. I do it daily. I just fling them out, actually, into the bed outside my back door. But I thought about this coffee places that have buckets of that stuff every day. I mean, how much of that would be harmful to just throw into the garden? I thought about just going up and getting a 5-gallon bucket and say, hey, pull this up, I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, I have a friend that has a good-sized garden. They live on the Cape. The soil is sandy. And he had 2 5-gallon buckets. And he went to Dunkin' Donuts near where he lives. And he said to the manager, I was wondering if I could get coffee grounds from you. And the manager said, you can have as much as you want.
Right.
So he gave him a 5-gallon bucket. And the man just said, you come back tomorrow, be full. And he went back the next day, gave him an empty bucket, and took the full one, dumped it in the garden, and he kept repeating this. Now, you don't have to get rid of the filter. So you tell them you want filter and all, the filler. Yeah. The filter is biodegradable. It will add organic matter to the soil. And you just spread it in the garden. It's just like adding peat moss. And it is slightly acidic, so that you may need to add a little bit of lime every other year. It works wonderful around blueberries because they like it acidic. And you can either blend it or just use it as a mulch on top of the garden.
One other question. I put some balls in my fridge back in like May, this past May. Figured chill them down for 3 months. Take them out, put them in the garden, they'll grow. I mean, put them in pots, they didn't grow. Should they have?
Now, what kind of bulbs did you put in the refrigerator?
I honestly forget. They were probably tulips or crocuses or something like that.
Okay. If you put them in the refrigerator during the summer, they should be growing a root system at that point. So the only time that you would be able to put them into storage would be when you're planting them to delay it. But tulips and daffodils and all of your spring flowering bulbs need to be in the ground in September. And if you want to move them during the summer, during June, July, and August, then you can take them out for 3 months. But they got to go back in the ground to form a root so that they can get ready for the fall.
Now, is it too late now? Like, I bought some bulbs and they're sitting in bags in my house. Put them in pots right now?
What you can do is get some plastic pots. And if you go to a nursery that does a lot of landscaping, they probably have a huge pile of plastic pots. See if you can get some from them. And then you get some regular potting soil, and you can plant them in those containers, give them a good drink, put them in your garage or in your basement, and they'll form a root system. Now, before you go through all the work, squeeze the bulb to make sure it's still firm.
Right, right.
And then sacrifice one bulb. Take a knife, cut it from the top to the bottom, and then see what it looks like on the inside. Now, the little baby plant is in the middle of this bulb. And if the little baby plant is green, you're okay. If the baby bulb, the baby in the bulb itself is black, then that seedling has died, and there's no sense potting them.
And that's long... a little funny ball. Like,
yes.
Like, I had gladiolas the last couple of years, and I've been harvesting them and putting them in my basement. And sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't, you know, whether they're soft or not. But so it's the same rule applies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just follow that rule. But before you get all these pots and you buy all of the soil,
open up
the bag.
But yeah.
Just take one, cut it length from top to bottom, and the little shoot, the little baby plant, is in the bottom of the bulb. And if it's green, if it's healthy, go ahead. But if it's all black on the inside, forget it. It stayed there too long.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom, and you have a great weekend. Just keep thinking. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, let's go right to the caller line. Who's up next?
Susan in Maryland.
Susan, good morning. How can we help you out with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I love listening to your show. Thank goodness for the Internet. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get the signal way down here.
Thank you.
The question I have goes back to your discussion of amaryllis.
Yes.
So, you mentioned that if you plant them in the garden, that will give them out to after they finish flowering when the weather warms up. That will allow the bulb to grow, which produces
yes.
flowers. When you lift them and put them in to dry them out to give them their dormant period,
right?
They have a very large root system.
Right.
Do you take all the soil off the roots to put them in dormancy, or
what I do? I I prefer to grow it in the garden. I figure this is a bulb that was grown outdoors in a warmer climate than Maryland or Maine. And it's when it goes dormant, it stays right there. So what I do is, because it does have a big root system, and the roots are thick.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably 2 to 3 times the size of spaghetti. And I'll take a 10-inch plastic pot that a shrubbery came in. So it's a 2-gallon plastic black pot. It's pretty deep. And I'll take my shovel. I will go about a foot away from the main bulb, cut all the way around it, and then lift it with the shovel, put it right into the plastic pots, roots and all. Fill the rest of the pot with soil, and then I'll give it a good drink, and use a liquid fertilizer like Grow, because it's got all of the beneficial microbes to reestablish itself in that container. And I keep it growing for a 2-3 week period. And then I just put it in the basement and I just forget it. And when I go down there and it's all brown, I'll cut off all the dead leaves. And it looks like a light bulb sitting upside down. So the bulb is in the ground or partly in the ground, and that little end is sticking out. I just cut it, and I leave it there until I'm ready for it to grow again.
And then at that point, since it's in that kind of ugly old pot, 10-inch plastic pot,
yep.
Then you take that opportunity to repot it?
Right. See, the reason that I put it in a big plastic pot in my basement with soil all around it, it's going to give the root system more time before it dries out. If you just take the bulb and you stick it in your basement, the roots will quickly dry out. They'll lose a lot of the moisture and a lot of the energy still in it. But if it's in a pot in the basement, it's going to take longer for the root system to actually dry out, and that's going to retain the moisture in the bulb even longer. So by doing it that way in the spring, when I pull it out of the container, it's going to have some of the roots will still be active. And I just take my pruners, anything that's brown, I will take out, but there'll be a good 6-7 inches of roots that will still be fleshy and looking really good. I put it in a decorative container, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, because I was wondering about the how much of the root system you could cut off in the interest of space.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
By the time you have that takes up a lot of room. If you have, I have quite a number of amaryllis.
Yeah, I would say if you could keep around 8 inches of roots, then you should be okay.
Okay. Can you tell me the manufacturer? I'm not familiar with this Grow fertilizer.
Oh, it's Espoma. The people that make Holytone and Plantone.
Yes.
It's 100% organic and natural, and they are a company that adds 12 or so beneficial microbes to the soil so that your plants can really take off.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.